Kaya Biz with Gugulethu Mfuphi on Kaya 959.
Well, one thing's for certain, when we take a look at our economy and the inequalities we see, it's well defined that we certainly need to boost job creation opportunities in South Africa. And Capitec Bank is one of those institutions that in itself is also coming forward to go on what is called a hiring spree, looking for certain candidates to help bolster the team at the bank to better service its clients. To help us understand who they're looking for, what skills they're looking for, and how they're going to do this within the current climate in South Africa, we joined on the line by the CEO, Gerry Fourie. Gerry, thank you so much for making time for us this evening.
Pleasure. Good evening, listeners.
Indeed. I must say, when I read the headlines about Capitec going on a major hiring spree, I was met with a great excitement because I thought how innovative and exciting to see an institution looking to create jobs, even though we know that we're not in the best economic position in South Africa. What's driving this job hiring initiative at the bank?
Yeah, I think what we're looking at is the future. We still believe there's a lot of scope for us in South Africa, especially if you look at the so-called new world, or if you're talking about digital, if you're talking about payments, if you're talking about data. So what we're doing is we invest in South Africa and getting those right people on board to help us build the future of Capitec.
Let's talk about that future of Capitec. We know that digital has been a very strong drive. Is this still the trajectory of the business?
Yeah, sure. I think, you know, we know what COVID has done, and even now the unrest in KwaZulu-Natal and Gauteng is a big drive to move people to digital. We believe it's important to actually move people away from cash to card or to QR payments. And that's why, you know, there will always be a big drive to get people to digital and then to self-help. I think that is very important. And then the other big aspect is client insights, you know, to understand your client better. Because the better you understand the client, the better you can give him products that will satisfy his needs.
And maybe you can tell us a little bit about that, Gerry. I guess as a bank, you also get a front row view of economic activity in the economy, whether it's from workers or certain sectors of the bank or sectors of the economy. But what have you witnessed? What are the nuances and the pressure points that clients are going through? Are we still highly indebted? Are we still taking out loans? What's our behavior telling us about our pockets?
Well, it's actually quite interesting. Before the unrest, I actually believe that we actually had a much better space than what we expected. You know, just to give a simple example, when COVID started, everyone was predicting a 38, 39% unemployment, right? And we were 33. And if I look at our clients that was earning salaries, the salary was getting back to pre-COVID.
Sure.
And we spent quite a lot of time in what I call the informal market and actually going to especially rural areas. And we saw very strong growth and positive news. You know, I was in Soweto. Our people was in places like Hazyview, Bospoc Rand, all those particular areas, and we were quite positive and seeing a uptick. It's unfortunately about the unrest that took place, because that's definitely set us back. You know, we've lost close to 70 branches, and
sure,
what it's doing, it's forcing you to actually think, how do you build the branches? And you know, for me, it's negative. You actually want to spend your time on positive and look for opportunities. But, you know, I think we've got big challenges in South Africa, but we're positive about it. We believe there's still opportunities in South Africa.
Well, the opportunities do exist, but as you say, it's about adapting to a different environment or coming up with different, more resilient solutions. And there's an interesting element you mentioned about the branches, because we know that Capitec is well entrenched within many of our townships in South Africa. And perhaps if we can focus on Gauteng and KZN, the impact that your clients have had on the back of the looting, has Capitec made any efforts to continue to provide cash, even though ATMs or other alternative branches might have been damaged?
Yeah, I think during the unrest, we had to uncash the ATMs. The ATMs are back to normal, with normal cash levels, so there's no problems. I think the problem is you're sitting with, you know, in our case, there's 60 branches that's been really badly damaged, and I'm talking basically destroyed. So unfortunately, you can't build a branch overnight. It will take you 4, 5, 6, 7 months to build. And there's certain buildings that's also been severely damaged, so you need to get engineers to say that it's structurally safe to actually build a branch. We've got 11 of them. So unfortunately, what you're saying is it's going to take time to build those branches, and that's why for us there's two options. You know, we need to move our clients to digital, or they must go to branches close by. You know, if I look at Soweto, we had close to 15, 16 branches of Soweto, and currently there's 3 operational. But so if you look at the surrounds of Soweto, there's branches that the people can go to. So yeah, I think that's the challenges that we're facing.
And the staff that worked at the branches that have been damaged, have they been reallocated as well and still have their jobs?
Yeah, no, for sure. We said we won't retrench anyone. For us, that's very important. No salary cuts or any of that. I think it's also, you know, talking about opportunities. You're sitting with that extra staff, and what we're doing is we're hiring extra laptops and things like that in for our staff, and then redeploying them in other areas. I think that's the one thing that COVID has taught us, is that multi-skilling is very important. So we are using these people then in our call centers or in other areas to support and help our clients. So I think that's another thing that COVID and these things has learned us. How do you multi-skill your people and use them in different areas?
If you've just joined our conversation, we are speaking to Gerry Fourie. He's the CEO of Capitec Bank, helping us understand not only how the bank has been impacted by the recent looting, but continuing to meet its needs for staff and both its clients, but also going to give us some insight on the hiring spree, which I guess is the feel-good story and shows the kind of investment that the bank is making into human capital, despite the difficulties in the environment. And Gerry, maybe let's segue to that part of the conversation to talk about the kind of candidates you're looking for, what kind of new jobs you want to create, because it's been quite clear that digital and moving to more digital solutions is the drive that Capitec is looking to undertake. So when it comes to a potential bank employee, are you still looking for someone who will wear a grey suit, have a tie on, and I guess knows all about numbers?
No, I think this might be coming back to unrest. I think that was actually a little bit sad, because we were actually looking at to employ 500 people, but unfortunately, hello, can you hear me?
Loud and clear, sure. That's a big number.
Yeah, sorry. There was. No, unfortunately, we wanted to hire 500 people, but due to the unrest, 200 was supposed to be for branch, and we had to stop that because we're sitting with extra people. So the people we're looking at is typical your data people, your data science, your data architects, your IT people, credit people, finance people. It's definitely not people with suits. It's people like myself and you. It's normal people. I think that's the one thing that COVID has actually taught us as well. You know, working from home, working from office, you need to be flexible. You need to be adaptable. So all we're looking at for is people that really wants to make a difference in South Africa. That's the people we're looking for.
Do we have that skill set, though? I'm looking at much of the titles, and a lot of it is really digitally focused, or IT skills, or I guess a background in new skills that have been developed backed by maths and science. Do we have a big enough pool in the country of these candidates?
No, unfortunately not. But there's quite a lot of young people with degrees and technical qualifications that's coming through. And I think that's the nice thing, because we see that we can take those people and we can develop them. So, you know, we've got numerous examples of people that started as a consultant in our branch and is in very senior positions now in the bank. So, you know, it's part of our philosophy is to bring people on, appoint them on their potential, and then develop them going forward.
And that raises a lot of confidence in terms of the development and the growth that takes place internally at Capitec. Are there perhaps some great examples of individuals who've, you know, climbed up the ranks, or investments that you continue to make in your staff to, as you say, spread out their skills and diversify their level of understanding?
Yeah, I think, you know, I'll just mention, if I look at quickly, we've got now three of our people that's on very senior positions, one on divisional exco and two at operational manager levels, as black people that we develop from within, two as ladies. And we're extremely proud of it, because they started their career as a consultant and worked through it. And I think that's a very important lesson in South Africa. I think people tend to, I'm going to call it job up, move from this job to that job and never master a job. I think you need to be patient, and you need to make certain that you understand that job and make that job your own and develop. So if you're looking for that, we can definitely develop you and actually you go a journey with yourself.
Indeed. Gerry, thank you so much for your time this evening, sir. We really appreciate the feedback that you've given us, and I guess words of encouragement. You're still invested in South Africa, still focused on this market, and of course not only servicing your clients but creating jobs as well. Thank you so much for your time, Gerry.
Okay, thank you.
Fantastic. That's Gerry Fourie. He is the CEO of Capitec Bank, giving us an understanding as to not only how the bank's been affected by the looting, as he mentioned, the number of 70 branches that have been lost or damaged on the back of the looting between Gauteng and KwaZulu-Natal, and the fact that on the back of this looting, the bank was actually going to create 500 jobs, but that's been scaled back to 300 jobs, because now, due to the lack of activity at certain branches, they now have additional capacity and staff. But I guess a good feel-good story regarding the South African environment and how business from the various banks that we've heard of today, Nedbank, earlier in FNB, Old Mutual Insure, and now Capitec, among a variety of many other financial services institutions, all coming forward to say, we understand there's a challenge. People still need their services to be met. And most importantly, we remain committed to the South African environment. So it's a long road, but it starts not only with this cleanup, but with the commitment to rebuild and stay committed to the investment in South Africa, but most importantly, its people.
Kaya Biz with Guguletu Mfupi.
Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. on Kaya 959.